Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Advocate Paul Hoffman, he's the director of Institute at the Institute for Accountability in Southern Africa. Very good morning to you. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning to you. I'm enjoying a beautiful morning in Cape St. Francis.
Oh,
air is fresh.
Wow,
the sun is shining.
It's
good to be alive.
Absolutely, absolutely amazing. Just enjoy every moment. Well, then I thank you even more so for taking the time to speak to us this morning. It's a complicated issue, really, because we're starting to see all of these allegations from whistleblowers about what's going on at Facebook and that they've had some information around, for example, the damage that Instagram does to younger people, to teenagers, and yet it's continued. But where is their responsibility, and where's our responsibility? When do we get to a point that we can hold them accountable?
Yes, I think one needs to start from the premise that the people who voluntarily expose themselves to the risks of what goes on the internet are taking the risk upon their own heads. You'll know from your own experience that when you join Facebook, you're required to accept fine print terms and conditions that are not only illegible, but are designed to protect Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, from the top of their head to the tips of their toes. All those provisions in the verbiage of the contract are designed to see to it that certainly from a contractual point of view, there is no comeback against the companies that are involved in making Facebook, WhatsApp, and Instagram available to the public. So I'm not, I think you and I are on the same page in this regard. I'm not surprised that people find a lot of the content on these platforms makes them angry or makes them upset or undermines their self-image or whatever. You're not obliged to be on there, and if your parents don't want you to be exposed to body shaming or whatever it is that the witness was talking about in Congress yesterday, You simply don't subscribe. I'm not a member of Facebook. I've managed to survive for 71 years.
Yeah, but how happy are you really?
Well, I've got a puppy at my feet. I've got a blue sky above me. What else?
You sound pretty okay. Yes, but if you can't post it on Facebook, then you know. Yeah.
Okay. And then I must just enjoy my happiness on my own.
Exactly.
I can manage that.
Right. But it is so fascinating. You know, isn't it part of? I mean, isn't it more of a philosophical discussion where we say, well, how responsible? Why should we hand the responsibility of our own happiness to other people? Aren't we responsible ourselves? If Facebook is not good for us, you know, we're not idiots. We've been speaking about this for years, and we know what the whole, as you say, body shaming and the false narratives that we're seeing of people's lives, that everything is perfect and everything is great, and we think badly about our own lives. We know this. So then surely it's not their fault if we choose to engage. How could they change that?
No, I don't think that they can. I think that it is possible to limit the use, but it's really an invasion of the freedom of expression that we are given in our constitution in South Africa and in many other parts of the world. The authoritarian regimes simply banned Facebook. In fact, back in 2008, Pakistan tried to close Facebook down in Pakistan and succeeded in closing it down in the entire world by mistake.
Right.
And very similar to the outage that occurred, when was it, the day before yesterday?
Mm.
6 hours of no Facebook. What a wonderful world, as Louis Armstrong would have put it.
Right.
And, the accountability part of that is that Mark Zuckerberg took a $6 billion hit because his shares on the stock exchange in Facebook dived by, I think it was 5% in one day, which is the way of the the market telling him to straighten that fly right and get his act together, because he's making the name of his business bad in the marketplace simply by letting billions of people down through inability to use WhatsApp and Facebook and the other platforms that were affected by it. So the contractual accountability is so hedged about that you would have to prove that they deliberately interrupted the service in order to stymie some deal that you were trying to do by WhatsApp. And you're not going to prove that.
So you're
left with the market forces to hold him to account. And I must say those market forces work very well, because he's looking lively and jumping high in order to try and recover from the setback that occurred for technical reasons. It doesn't seem to have been anything line of sabotage or deliberate effort.
So if I decide that I'm using Facebook to sell a product, it's one of my sources of or one of my channels, and Facebook goes down, what? I don't have a claim against them, do I?
No, not at all. You'll see, in order to get onto Facebook, you press the button that says, I accept the terms and conditions. Nobody ever reads them.
Right.
But you can rest assured that those terms and conditions are not put in there for your benefit. They put it there for Facebook's benefit. And they essentially get Facebook to contract out of any consequential damages or loss that you may suffer as a consequence of them not being able to keep their platform going while you are wanting to use it.
Right. Very, very interesting. So all that, as you're saying, all that will happen here is that market forces will determine, will actually
that's
make sure they do a better job.
That's where businesses are held to account. Mm. You sink or you swim on the basis of how good a service you're able to offer. If the service goes down regularly, people are going to migrate to other platforms. Apparently Telegram, competition did very well.
In fact, I read earlier this morning.
The minute 70 million
users. And that's exactly.
Well, if that doesn't get them to shake a leg, straighten up and fly right, then nothing ever will. Yeah.
Absolutely right. That is where we leave it. I'm going to let you go back to your beautiful morning with a puppy and St. Francis Bay and the most beautiful.
Puppy is looking restless.
What kind of puppy?
She's an 8-week-old Ridgeback. She's on her way to live in Hogsback, happily ever after.
That is incredible.
That's the reason for the trip from Cape Town to Hogsback, with a stopover at Cape Town.
Absolutely wonderful. Just enjoy it.
She's creating havoc wherever she goes.
Well, Ridgebacks do that. They are kind of known for it. We had a Ridgeback, and this dog, we couldn't keep this dog out of any room because she learned to open doors. There was nothing that this dog couldn't do. Incredibly smart.
Sociable, but resourceful in it all.
Absolutely.
No, she's learning the ropes. She's got a couple of Irish Terriers just to keep her company on the trip, and she's already split them, two boys. The one is now the in-group, and the other one is the out-group, and so it goes.